vitachipuka tena, vitachipuka tena, vile vilivyo kufa vitachipuka tena, vitachipuka tena, vitachipuka tena, vile vilivyo kufa vitachipuka tena. Hallelujah. That says the Lord ministration. The time for emergence is now. It is here. It has come. Things that were buried have come alive. Prophecies that are hanging in the air are dawning into people's spirit. Prophecies that are hanging in their spirit are dawning into people's spirit. Gifts, mantles that were left hanging, not handed over to generations because they were not ready, are here now. God has released the mantles, the prophecies, the cries for the saints before they checked out from the earth. God promised them that He will do it. But these prayers, longings, and passions of the saint who have gone to sleep did not manifest. God could not answer their prayers because generations, nations, people were not ready for such manifestation. But the Lord says, this is the hour. The hour has come. You thought it will never come. Or probably, I have forgotten. I have prepared an army, a great army, for this hour and season. If you are not in the army, it means that you were never conscious of divinity. You did not labor in the kingdom, but for selfish ambitions and interests, you did. The kingdom has been seeking for laborers. The kingdom continues to seek for more laborers who will labor for great harvests in the kingdom. The harvest is ready and plenty. But where are the laborers? Willing people. People that will step out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to all creation. The gospel must be preached to all the nations of the earth. Ask the Lord for grace to labor and to be fruitful in the kingdom. If you don't do it, God will not force you. It is okay. Don't bother yourself. You continue living your life the way you want because you think you don't need to labor. You are self-sufficient, or maybe you think it is not important. You think it's a distraction in your life. You know, many people think the gospel is for people who did not do well in school. They think it is for the idle people and the poor people, etc. Well, just continue living in ignorance. You will be cut off and thrown in the lake of fire with all your certificates and titles you have built for yourself. And then you will know the gospel we preach. You will remember and regret bitterly your deeds. This is the hour to start living right and pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.